And good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust. And we are going to be talking a little bit about the Ville because we've got a little Christmas thing going on, although it's the day before Thanksgiving. Kentie, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. You're all ready for this, aren't you?
Yes, yeah. We have been in Christmas mode for quite a while at our office.
The Bartlesville Regional Chamber of Commerce, of course, puts this on every year. And the history that it has is kind of short, but it's been sweet. It keeps growing.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about where we started to where we are.
Yes, so this is our fourth year. So we started, obviously, 4 years ago, mm-hmm. and we decided that we wanted to bring something back into the community and kind of bring the community together, and that mission hasn't stopped, and so that's our mission this year as well.
Well, this is going to be wonderful. Now, COVID, of course, has kind of strained things a little bit, but we're going to do things safely.
Right.
And still have a lot of fun.
Yes, yes.
Now, we're starting off on a very special tree lighting night.
Yes, so December 4th, next Friday, will be our opening ceremonies. Mm-hmm. And so we have our tree and park lighting, and food trucks will start at 5:30. We have a bunch of local food trucks coming out.
Oh, good.
It's a lot of fun. And then at 6 p.m., we'll flip on all the lights. And we have a lot of other things going on, too. So we have carriage rides through the park and through downtown. We have Disney princesses. So the Frozen, Elsa and Anna are coming mm-hmm. out, which is so much fun. They were a huge hit last year. We have a downtown merchant crawl, so to support shopping local for the holidays, which is a huge, obviously, mission of ours. So we do a crawl through all the downtown, which is sponsored by downtown Bartlesville. Mm-hmm. And then we do Presence with Perspective, because Perspective Advisors is our largest sponsor for our event. So we want to give a big shout out to them, a big thank you for putting this on. So they do a really, really cute thing, a special thing at our opening night. And they have a tent set up where you can let your kids go through, and they have a bunch of free gifts that all the kids can bring home to their siblings, to their parents, or whoever. So it's so
nice.
Sweet that they allow that to be something they offer. And then we do a tot train, which is so cute. And it's a little train that runs up and down 2nd Street for all the little kids and their parents. And it's just adorable. It is a magical night. It is Hallmark in downtown Bartlesville. And I know I forgot some things. There's a lot of other things going on, too. Oh, Santa and Mrs. Claus are making a special trip from the North Pole as well.
Well, very good.
Yes.
Got their passports in order.
Yes, they'll be there from 5:30 to 9 as well. So it's a magical night. It's beautiful.
Are we doing the ice rink at opening, too?
Yes, yeah, I'm sorry. Obviously, that's the anchor of the whole festival. So we'll have the ice rink as well. It's should be being set up today, actually.
Wow.
Yes. So
I understand we're going to be really safe there. I understand we got a special sanitizer.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. We have a special sanitizer that is made here in town from TrueSafe, which we are really excited about.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have stations set up for that. We'll have all of our volunteers will be wearing masks as well. So we'll be having some safety precautions, some extra sanitizing and things going on as well. And it's an open air festival. So we look forward to seeing everyone out there. And we run through January 3rd, too.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a lot of time to get out and be on the ice with your family.
You know, we really had a lot of fun with that last year, being mm-hmm. transplants from the Great Lakes region.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of fun at 60 degrees and ice skating at the same time. You know, you could go out there and have a lot of fun, get some great exercise, and really not risk pneumonia. It was kind of like the best of Oklahoma could offer. We were really impressed with it, and of course with the old train there at the depot and everything.
Yes.
It really looked special. There were a lot of good photo mm-hmm. moments there for families, and I know mm-hmm. that train kind of gets a workout. Folks try to get that in there.
Yes, we have a lot of people who use it for Christmas cards, and mm-hmm. then opening night as well. Apex Title Company is also bringing down a photo booth, too. So that'll be an opening
Shazam!
Night as well.
There you go. It all ties together. How do you like that?
Yes.
Now, I understand that this takes just a little bit of doing. It's not like, okay, 4th of July is over. We got a few things here, dinner. Oh, hey, Christmas. This is kind of a year-round deal, isn't it?
Yep. We pick it up right when we end. So it's kind of a year-round thing that we plan. And we have a pretty small staff. The chamber does, and so it's all hands on deck all year long, and It's a 5-week festival put on with five girls, and we're very passionate about it. Our hearts are in it, and we love it. We love being able to do this for the community.
I think one of the times I called down there to see how it was coming along, Sherry says, well, we've got the tree. And I said, well, what does that mean? She goes, a lot of work, I think.
Yes.
Because it is really lit up nicely.
It is. Yeah. And we have a video actually I'll be posting today, too. But our lobby is floor to ceiling right now with boxes of tree branches that make that tree possible. And so it's just so funny to walk in our building right now because it looks like someone just exploded Christmas in there, but it's so much fun.
But certainly it is. And of course it'll be all ready to go. And then when the folks come down the following night,
yes,
for the Bartlesville Kiwanis Parade,
yes,
you can take advantage of course with Christmas in the Ville at the same time.
Yep. We'll be there until 9 that night as well. And so we have a lot of people who come after the parade or right before the parade. Mm-hmm. We're there from 1 to 9.
Well, there you go.
So, yeah, it's a whole day of deal.
And then with the kids out of school and everything for the holiday break,
yes,
a lot of, my daughter's age kids, between the ages of 13 and 18, they make the way down there.
Yes.
They have a lot of fun.
Yes.
It's kind of like Friends on Ice.
Yeah, and it's a good safe space, too, for them to be exercising outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's a good way for people to get out. And as you mentioned, too, them getting out of school, our hours actually shift once school gets out.
Okay.
So that we accommodate that crowd. So from December 21st through January 3rd, excluding holidays, we're actually open from 1 to 9 every day.
Ah.
So instead of just on the weekends, we're open all day. And we're closed on Christmas Day. And then New Year's Eve and Christmas Eve, we're only open from 1 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
But every other day, 1 to 9. So
this is going to be really cool. And every year, it just seems like there's a little bit extra that gets added on. And it gives you all the more reason to come down to, you know, enjoy what has become a tradition with a lot of families.
Yes.
But also, what's new? You know,
yes,
so it's always really kind of cool. Now, when we do the business crawl,
mm-hmm,
you know, this is a great way for folks who might be newer to the community to really be a part of a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
And get to know our local merchants and retailers.
Absolutely.
Because, like I've told a lot of people, if somebody's name's on the sign in Bartlesville, there's usually somebody inside with the same name.
Right. It's also so important this year, too. I think this year, more than ever, shopping local is,
mm-hmm,
important. And so we just want to hammer that home.
Mm-hmm.
Shop where your home is. It's so important this year. You know the person who runs that store. If not, you know their cousin or their neighbor. It's so important. It's invaluable to really spend your money where your home is.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it keeps jobs here.
Yes.
It keeps our community stable. And on top of that, for folks who don't know, the tax revenue that is derived from shopping at our local,
yep,
businesses stays right,
yep,
here. We don't go shipping it off someplace else.
Right.
We keep it right here. And that's really a neat thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and if people want to know more about this, the Chamber's website, I understand, is that a real good place to,
yes,
do a little walking? How do we find the Chamber website?
It's just Bartlesville.com. So it's pretty easy, pretty simple. And then on Facebook, we're Bartlesville Christmas in the Ville. So pretty, mm-hmm, simple there as well. We do update frequently for weather, too. So,
yeah,
if there's a weather issue or anything else that were to come through, we update on there. And we post our hours regularly, too.
Now, it's not likely it's going to get 80 degrees. But if it does, it might make the rink just a little bit iffy.
Yeah.
But usually it holds together pretty good to 70 and under.
Yeah, yeah. Typically up to 70.
Mm-hmm.
It holds it, and humidity can kind of play a factor as well. But we're usually pretty good under that, and it looks like we will be. So we've been watching the forecast pretty closely, and we're fingers crossed doing okay. So,
and if you want to make your own snow, bring it in a can. You know, I don't think Travis wants to forecast too much,
yeah,
snow till right there at Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
So this is really good, and of course the merchants love it too. The kids are going to love that train, the,
yes,
tot train.
Oh, it's so cute! It's so much fun. It is just, it's indescribable. It's such a magical evening. There's videos on our page from last year. It was literally all of us were just standing around watching everyone enjoying it and just soaking it in because it was just so sweet and such a great night. And the police officers are so great. The Bartlesville PD came last, mm-hmm, year and passed out hats to all the kids and glow sticks and different things. And they're coming back this year as well, which is it's so sweet. It's just a great night to see the community all come together.
And again, as a kind of a way of welcoming a new business to town.
Absolutely.
It's making a product that's never been made here in the United States before. TrueSafe has the Santa-tizer for your hands when you get ready to do the rink. Now, they've been a nice little addition to our community, haven't they, for the short time they've been here?
Yep, they are phenomenal. They've been great to work with, and we've really enjoyed welcoming them into town.
They're fun.
Yes, yeah.
And they're providing a lot of jobs for our community, so thank you very much. Mm-hmm. I want to thank you for coming in today and sharing with us today. Christmas in the Ville, once again, it is Bartlesville.com. And the Facebook page again?
Bartlesville Christmas in the Ville.
Kenzie, thanks for being a wonderful guest.
Thank you for having us, and thank you for letting us share this with the community.
Hey, it's what we do. It's what we do. It's 8:46. We've got more coming up right here on K1.